Which unsung hero deserves recognition? All of them, I should imagine. Sitting opposite me now is a major hero of London 2012. Good evening, Sarah Story.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're looking fab, by the way. That's a glamorous, glitzy frock.
Thank you very much.
I'm assuming you're appearing on television as well, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go and speak to Annabelle about the Unsung Hero Awards as well.
Okay, well, we'll talk to BBC Radio Manchester listeners first. I mean, your chap you're going to tell us about is not a nominee for this, but who is your unsung hero?
Well, my unsung hero is Colin Hood. He was my swimming coach in the latter half of my swimming career. And as many people know, I'm now a cyclist. So I finished swimming in 2005 and Colin was the man who supported me all through the latter half of my career. He picked me up when I had chronic fatigue syndrome and he put me through only 5 minutes a day of training as instructed by the doctors. He dragged me out of the pool kicking and screaming when I was telling him I was okay. Don't worry, Colin, I'll be fine. Leave me in. He was very, very strict and made sure that I followed the doctor's orders, and I have so much to be grateful for, because without him following that program with me, I wouldn't have the strength to do the things that I now do and enjoy and take for granted almost on a bike. And I tried desperately not to take it for granted, because my nickname is a motorbike, and because I've got so much strength and speed. But if he hadn't looked after me so well in swimming to get me fit again after I was so ill, then I wouldn't be able to have done what I did in London, especially. And everyone remembers me chasing the boys in the road race and winning that final and fourth gold medal. So he is an absolute star.
I remember
star.
You in the pursuit where, you know, what was it, 3,000 metres and you caught it within 1,500 or something. That was an astonishing bit of cycling. That was the bit, that's the memory for me. I read, and I, this is a big statement, but I'm sure it's true, you credit him with saving your career.
Absolutely. When I went to the doctors after the World Championships in 98, I was absolutely exhausted. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs without stopping every couple of steps. I was...
See, for those who don't know what it is, that sounds like a major illness. I mean, but what was wrong? I mean, I know we're getting slightly off the point here, but what was actually wrong?
I had a really, really severe fatigue virus that was affecting all my muscles. And once it goes into your muscles, the next muscle it can get to is your heart. And if it gets into your heart, you end up with a condition called myocarditis. And myocarditis is absolutely terrible. You don't want that as an athlete, because you can't raise your heart rate above about 140 beats a minute. And when you think for a road race, you could spend 4 hours at 180 beats a minute, that's really serious. So when I went to the doctors, they told me if I didn't stop punishing my body, didn't stop overtraining, then I would end up with myocarditis. I knew I had to do something about this. And I spoke to Colin, told him about the state I was in. He was absolutely horrified. He'd known me since I was a little girl in swimming, because of the Northwest Swimming Clubs. I was at Stockport Metro at the time. He'd always coached at City of Salford, and he'd known of me since I was as a small child and known how good I was at swimming. And he was horrified to think my career could have ended because of something like overtraining.